qui était négatif.
Jesus, donner all the glory to Jesus.
Et donc toute la gloire à Jésus.
Let's appreciate Jesus for all the testimonies.
Apprécions Dieu pour tous les témoignages.
Lord bless you.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
Hallelujah. Somebody give Jesus praise in the house. Bible says his word is yes and amen. Hallelujah.
It is all.
It is all.
It is all.
It is all.
It is
Hallelujah. His words are yea and amen, not no and maybe. The words of God are yea, and in him they are amen. Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless your holy name this morning. We exalt you, King of Kings, Lion of Judah. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we're going to take our tithe now and just give that to the Lord. It's a covenant. Father, as we obey you with the covenant of tithing, we decree, may the perpetual be rebuked, the devourer be rebuked perpetually. We decree that we stay the hand of the oppressor, the onslaught of hell. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Mighty God, hallowed be your name. Faithful God, you are worthy to receive all the praise. For you alone, you are the air that I breathe. You are the song that I sing. You are the lover of my soul. For with you, there's no impossibility. With you, I can move the mountains. Whatever you say, will surely come to pass at the mention of your name. Every name must bow, unchangeable, reliable. Only you can do what no man can do. Unchangeable, reliable, only you can do. Unchangeable, reliable, only you can do what no man can do. Unchangeable, reliable, only you can do what no man can do. Oh, there is nothing, absolutely nothing. There is nothing impossible unto you. Give sight to the blind. No one can deny your greatness and your power. Make me just a wonder, wonder working God. I see you everywhere, touching every line, moving everything. There is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, there is nothing impossible unto you. Unchangeable, reliable, only you can do what no man can do. Unchangeable, reliable, only you can do what no man can do. Unchangeable, unchangeable, reliable, only you can do what no man can do. Unchangeable, reliable, only you can do what no man can do. We're going to take our hymn 113. What would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power. There is power, wonder working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb.
For the worship, thank you for the honoration, thank you for all the adoration and praise and proclamation, exclamation, declarations. We ask you throw your weight around and prove to the devil that you are master. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus, you are worthy. Savior, thou art worthy, thou alone art worthy to be praised, thou alone art worthy to be praised, thou alone art worthy to be praised. 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 And we worship you. We bow before you. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. And there's nothing greater than this. That's what I love you. forevermore. You make my life so beautiful, and as you have made me yet on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you, more of you, more of you, and less of me.
I want more of you, Jesus.
Oh, the more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you, I want more of you.
I want more of you,
more of you, more of you, and less of me.
I want more of you,
Jesus. Is the more I know you, is the more I want to know you, Jesus.
More of you.
Let's sing the song to him. I love you, I need you. Though my works may fall, I never let you go, my Savior, my closest friend. I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you are the lover of my soul. Jesus, Bashata lada ladas. We bless your name. Look, this song has just been coming to me. This is more. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name.
We worship you, Lamb of God. Take all the worship. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lamb of God who was and is to come. The Almighty. Okay. We open our Bibles to two different portions of scriptures, but in one same chapter, I think. We're going to do Numbers 33 and verse 38. And Aaron the priest went up into the Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord and died there. In the 40th year, on the land of Israel, after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the first day of the fifth month. All right, move now. Or take back to Numbers 20. Numbers 20. Numbers 26 to 28. Or if we could start from verse 24 to 28. From verse 24. And Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at Meribah, at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them unto the Mount Hor. And Aaron strip of his garment, and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die there. Moses did as the Lord commanded and went up into the Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garment and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mountain. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount, finishing well. Every man in life has or should have a goal. What drives a man is his goal. There is no passion, there is no foresight until there is inner desire to generate a goal. Every man is supposed to have three goals: your immediate goal, your life goal, and your ultimate goal. Every man in life must have three goals: your immediate goal, your life goal, and your ultimate goal. Your immediate goal is to fulfill destiny. Your immediate goal in life as a person is to make sure you live a life that fulfills destiny. Your immediate goal is to fulfill destiny. Your life goal is to leave a legacy. Meaning, after you are gone, there should be a legacy. Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. A legacy. You leave a legacy behind. And your ultimate goal is to make heaven. You must have an immediate goal. You must have a life goal. You must have an ultimate goal. Aaron was a man who was called by God to fulfill a certain level, a certain assignment in life. But Aaron ended up a ridicule to himself
a ridicule to his children, a ridicule to his generation and to God. When a man fails or a man does not finish well, he is a ridicule in four dimensions. If a man does not finish well, he is a ridicule to himself, he is a ridicule to his family, he is a ridicule to his generation, he is a ridicule to his God, he is a ridicule to himself because he had a personal assignment, he's a ridicule to his family because that is where he emanated from, he's a ridicule to his generation because those are the people he was sent to, he's a ridicule to God who sent him on assignment. Aaron did not finish well. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, you discover from verse 1 to verse 40 that all the generals were being mentioned, even Rahab the harlot was mentioned. All the people here mentioned, Aaron was the first high priest. His name was not mentioned. His name was not mentioned. Why? He did not finish well. When I read the story of Aaron, my heart began to break. And I asked myself, why? Aaron did not die on the first year. The children of Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness. Aaron did not die on the second year. Aaron did not die in the fifth year. Aaron did not die in the tenth year. Aaron did not die in the 20th year. He did not even die in the 30th year. The exact 40th year, the year they were to enter, was when Aaron now died. There is nothing as painful as seeing a greatness close, but you never touched it. There is nothing as painful as seeing an open door so close, but you never entered. There's nothing as painful as you have tangible, almost palpable, touchable opportunities, but you never translate them into achievement. Aaron was so close, yet so far. The place God ordained for him was so close, yet so far. Everyone must understand, you are not called a success because you started. You are called a success when you finish. You are not called a success because you began. The Bible says in Luke 14, verse 28, which one of you intending to build a tower does not sit down to count the cost, whether he is able to finish it? Or else, verse 29, when he starts, they pass us by. In life, every great man must know, there are people that come into your life, they are passers by. Many of them are passers by. Many passers by come to your life. They come to observe, analyze you. They come to analyze, to see you. If you are going to be a success or a failure, in Exodus chapter 40 and verse 33, he said, and Moses finished the work. Moses finished the work. Moses finished the work. In Genesis 2 and verse 1, he said, the heavens and the earth, you have finished. The heavens and the earth, you have finished. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 14 that Solomon finished building the house of the Lord. In Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 7 verse 1 that he finished building his own house. The Bible says in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 11, the word of God declares that Solomon, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 11, that Solomon finished building his house and the house of the Lord. That was what the word of God says in John 4 verse 34. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. In John chapter 17, if you read verse 4, Jesus said, I have finished the work. In Hebrews chapter 4, if you read verse 3, the Bible says that the works were finished before the foundation of the world. In Zechariah chapter 4, if you read verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands also shall finish it. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, Paul was speaking. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In John chapter 19 and verse 30, Jesus shouted, it is finished. I prophesy upon your life, you will finish well. In life, you will finish well.
I say you will finish well. Your immediate goal, you will finish well. Your life goal, you will finish well. And your ultimate goal, you will finish well.
So when I'm talking of finishing well, I'm talking of finishing well in these three departments of life. Your life goal, your immediate goal, your life goal, and your what? Your ultimate. Ultimate. Your ultimate. Your ultimate goal. Your immediate goal. Life goal. And your ultimate. Ultimate. Making heavens are ultimate. 1 Corinthians 15:19, I think. He said, if only in this world we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we shall not appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive that which was done in his body, whether it is good or bad. So we need to understand that. 1 John 3:3 says, he that has this hope in him purifies himself. There is a hope that we have. Aaron was the first high priest in the Bible. Aaron was the first high priest. Aaron kept offending God, yet nothing happened to him because the grace on him was the mantle. Gifts are mantles. Grace is a mantle. Aaron made golden calf. God killed the people and never killed him. Why? The garment of priesthood that he was wearing was his mantle. Aaron did so many wrong things. But when God, because God gave him that mantle, God didn't touch him. That you are being spared doesn't mean you are right. You are covered by mantle. That you are being exempted is not a proof of righteousness. It might be a mantle. That God is showing mercy on you does not mean he's happy with you. That God is showing mercy on you does not mean he's happy with you. It might be a mantle. I hear people give testimonies and they say, I just survived an accident. Everybody there died except me. Sometimes I don't laugh or get excited too much because there were people in that vehicle that were more righteous than you are. They were more holy than you are. So I'm not excited that everyone died and you are spared. I just look at you and I say to myself, this person is wearing a mantle. There is an exemption. That is why no sword was on Aaron's neck. They never shot Aaron with a gun. They didn't pierce Aaron's heart. All they did was just to remove the garment and it dropped. Be careful when God removes the garment. I got worried. People climb the mountain to receive commandments. People climb the mountain to receive assignment. People climb the mountain to receive instruction. Aaron climbed the mountain and died. The mountain that was to be a place of encounter. As his garment was lifted, he dropped. Most preservations we enjoy are functions of mantle we wear. Most preservations are functions of mantles that we wear. Most preservation. Aaron's life was a mess. His life was not a model, not to him, not to his children. Aaron and Moses were born by the same mother. If you read Exodus chapter 6, verse 20, their mother's name was Jochebed. She gave birth to both of them. Gave birth to Aaron, gave birth to Moses. Aaron has four children, Nadab, Abihu. Exodus 6 verse 23. Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Itamar. Aaron's two children died in front of him. His children died. He was left with two. He was a failure to himself, to his family, to his generation, and to who? To God. He didn't finish well. So When I'm talking of finishing well, your mind should begin to run around three perimeters. Your immediate assignment, your life assignment, and your ultimate. You must finish well in these three departments of life. Why will a man not finish well? When Jesus came to this world, he paid the whole price. He paid the whole price. He denied himself of certain things. Jesus did not marry, not because he didn't like to marry, not because there were no women on ground. He didn't marry so that you can marry and enjoy marriage. Not because there were no women. There was Mary. If it was the one that was spiritual, he would have married a spiritual wife, because Mary was a very spiritual person. If it's the one that can cook very well, Martha was available. She was always in the kitchen. So the spiritual and the cook, both of them are available. But yet he, at 33 and a half, he never tasted marriage, so that you can taste marriage. He lived 33 and a half and died short. And the Bible says a nail. When I look at that movie called Jesus movie or whatever, and I see them piercing one tiny nail through the hands of Christ, I get angry, because it was not that kind of nail. The nail that they used on Christ, that nail is not the kind of nails we see today. That is why when he appeared, he said to Thomas, put your hands, not finger, hand on the hole. The hole was so big that Thomas' hand could enter the hole. That was not the kind of nail we use today. The hand of Thomas could enter the hole. Listen to me, child of God. A price was paid for your abundance, for your redemption, so that you can live a full life. The devil has cheated you for too long. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, he said, and Satan taketh him to a high mountain, and in verse 13, he said, and Satan leaveth him. I don't know what has taken you. It shall leave you. One time Satan took Peter in Acts chapter 12, and the church prayed, and Satan left him. Satan took Daniel into the lion's den, and Daniel prayed, Satan left him. Satan took the three Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3, and they stood firm, and Satan left them. Anything that has taken you, he shall leave you by fire. Anything that has taken you, he shall leave you by force. He shall lead you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Aaron!
Aaron. He didn't finish well. Aaron didn't have... He didn't have a good ending. I need us to know, it's not how you start that matters. Nobody's giving a result sheet on the first day of resumption. People are giving result sheets at the end of the time. So everyone that is wise must become conscious of how to end. I look at the life of Aaron, and I could preach on Aaron's life for a couple of Sundays, but I just saw a few things that we need to draw and extract from Aaron's life if we must finish well. The first thing I see in the life of Aaron, which we must know, number one, is that every opportunity is a privilege. Sometimes you don't know God can do without you until he uses somebody to do better. Every opportunity in life, when you have an opportunity to do anything, an opportunity to become a banker, an opportunity to become a doctor, an opportunity to be in an office, an opportunity to operate anything, run a business, run a ministry, run a school, any opportunity is a privilege. If you are not careful, you begin to make very grave mistakes, mixing up a few things. Aaron was not a prophet of God. Aaron was not a prophet of God. Moses was a prophet of God. But Aaron was not a prophet of God. Aaron was a prophet of Moses. In Exodus chapter 7 verse 1, God said, I will make you, Moses, a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. In fact,
The calling of Aaron was calling out of anger. God called him angrily. God was not excited when he called Aaron. God called him in anger. Exodus chapter 4 verse 14, when Moses was saying, I can't do this, I can't do that. And the Lord was angry. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. He said, is Aaron not your brother? Okay, carry Aaron along. Aaron never knew. So when Aaron, if you read Exodus chapter 7, if you read verse 3, verse 7, verse 9, it was Aaron's rod that was doing miracles, not Moses' rod. It was the rod of Aaron. If you read verse 7, 9, 12, it was Aaron's rod. Aaron dropped his rod, not Moses. Aaron dropped his rod, and his rod, he said, when Pharaoh shall say, show me a miracle, thou shalt say to who? Aaron, drop your rod. Aaron dropped, it wasn't Moses that was dropping his rod. Moses was a prophetic VIP. His hands were in his pocket. He wasn't dropping rod. See? So, as he was getting instruction, he lost consciousness of the mentality of privilege. Because he was the one displaying the show. Now, let me show you. Everyone says Moses was a stammerer. Moses was a stammerer. In as much as I don't agree, because the Bible says, Acts chapter 7, verse 22, that Moses was a man mighty in words. You can't be mighty in words and be a man who stutters. Give me amplified version of that Acts 7:22. Moses was very educated in all wisdom and culture of the Egyptians. He was mighty, powerful in speech. Can someone be powerful in speech and yet be a stammerer? Because when they say Moses was a man who stammered, he was a man who could not pronounce words. The truth is this. Moses naturally could talk. Moses could speak well. But when God said to him, go back to Egypt. Egypt is where they were looking for him. Egypt is where he killed somebody. Egypt is where they wanted his head. God said, go back there. Moses said, on the spot, he lost words. And God said, if you go like this, fear will consume you. Carry somebody along. The reason Moses carried Aaron along was just the power of fellowship. One shall chase 1,000. Two shall chase 10,000. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9. The Bible says Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 9. Two are better than one. They shall receive a good reward for their labor. Opportunities. Aaron entered. The assignment of Aaron was to make sure that he delivers the people. The Bible says, as soon as Aaron is true with that, Aaron focused his eyes on Moses. Opportunities are. People's personal life is not your business. How people live their life. Moses married an Egyptian, an Ethiopian woman, and they were angry. That was not part of Aaron's assignment. He was not called by Moses to become a marriage counselor. Why you must be careful when you talk about people is that the people you are busy thinking are offending God, may have made peace with God, and you are still discussing them. Write this down. Never complain about someone you have not prayed for. Aaron and Miriam began to quarrel. They were angry. They were angry. They were angry. Moses did this. Moses did that. It was a good time for both of them to hold their hands together and pray. It was a good time for both of them to seek the face of God. It was a good time. The time you spend condemning should be the time for intercession. Never complain about who you have not prayed for. Never complain about who you have not prayed about. Never complain about who you have not interceded. Never complain. Never complain. Never complain. Aaron was Moses' brother. Aaron was Moses' brother. By blood. Older than Moses with 3 years. was, you know, when God was judging Miriam and Aaron, the cloud of glory was moving, the ark of God was moving, the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud was moving. But when God was judging them, the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud stayed on the spot for 7 days. And Miriam was leprous. No movement. So they slowed down the journey to Egypt with 7 days. His brother, write this down. True relationship is beyond blood connection. Oh, it's my sister, and you are killing him. He's not your sister. Oh, that's my younger brother, and you do not want him to rise. He's not your brother. Oh, that's my elder brother, and you don't give due respect. You are not brother. Is beyond blood connection. Even if God has made you rich as a young man and has blessed you as a young man, God has blessed you with wealth, blessed you with money, blessed you with opportunity. You have an elder brother. Whether he's blessed on earth, he deserves the respect. You have a brother, a sister. The Bible says sometimes people of our own descent and DNA, our blood connection, can show us hatred even more than those that we have no connection with at all. No wonder the Bible says in Proverbs 18:24, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. In Luke chapter 8, verse 20, from verse 20, when they asked Jesus, your mother and your brother is here. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He that doeth the will of God, the same is my mother. Blood connection. Either blood physically or the blood of Christ, which makes you a Christian brother or a Christian sister to someone. Today, when people are looking for rejection, they leave the church. In the past, when people want trustworthy, confident, they come to the church. But these days, today, people enter into churches and they are ridiculed. They enter into churches and their heart is broken. They don't feel like going to church at all because they walked in there. There's so much competition. There's so much ridicule and so much shame. A place that should be a place of comfort. A place that should be a home. A home for the depressed. A home for the downtrodden. A home for those who have dreams and aspirations. A home for those who are oppressed of the devil. A home for the sick. A home for the stranded has become a place where people are going through pain. People are crying. Sometimes their hurt, people have gotten from Christians. They didn't get it from sinners. Didn't get it. It's beyond. Blood connection. Don't call somebody your brother or your sister who doesn't act it. Don't call somebody your brother or your sister who doesn't act it. A brother should act brotherly. A sister should act sisterly. That's the truth. A brother should act brotherly. A sister should act sisterly. God has blessed you. It doesn't matter how poor your elder ones are. God has blessed you. Honor them. You are a younger one, honor the other ones. You are a Christian sister, carry that person in church like family. You are not just departmental members. You are not just in the same department. You are family. 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 Aaron, did you understand? Life, opportunity is a... Write this down. In the realm of the spirit, there is hierarchy. By the blood, by salvation, we are all the same. But by grace, there are seniors. Salvation makes all the same, but our walk with God places some above some. Salvation makes all the same. We are all the same. But our walk with God places some above some. We are all the same. But our walk with God places some above some. When God was addressing them in Numbers chapter 12, from verse 6 to verse 9, God said, Moses and Aaron, both of you come outside. Let me talk to you. As far as you are concerned, you see Moses as your brother and it ends there. But let me now shock you. Let me shock you.
Because let me tell you what you don't know. He said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. Other prophets, I appear to them in vision. And we speak to them in a dream. Seven say, but my servant Moses, it's not so. My servant Moses, it's not so. Who is faithful in all my house, with whom I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches, and in the similitude of the Lord shall he behold, means he sees this. You know what they call the word similitude? If I pick it from the Hebrew, it's called temuna. Temuna, you know shadow. A person's form, a person's shadow. When a shadow passes by, Moses saw God's shadow. The Almighty God, King of Kings, Lord that created the heavens and the earth. Moses physically, literally, saw his shadow. The word there, similitude, it means form, likeness. In Hebrew, it's called temuna. Temuna is like shadow. A shadow, an image that walks past. He said, therefore, were you not afraid to speak against him? In this thing, there are seniors. There are people you do not speak against. You know there are seniors? Let me show you. I think 1 Timothy 1:20, I think, Paul handed over somebody to Satan. He was a believer. 1 Timothy 1:20. He said, of whom is Amenius and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan. A believer handed over another believer to Satan. He said, we are both Christians, so but say, come, I want to hand you over to Satan for some. There are seniors. You have to be extremely careful. When I see people, one of the proofs of ignorance, the proof of an ignorant person, the proof of a person, anybody you want to know or see is ignorant. Watch him. You see him speaking against church, speaking against preachers, speaking against pastor. That's an advertisement of a mental bankrupt person. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14 verse 4, he said to his master, he riseth or falleth. Who are you to judge another man's servant? Why judges another man's servant? To his master, he standeth or falleth. Yea! He shall be holding up again, for God is able to make him stand. Give me amplified. Who are you to pass judgment and censor another household servant? It's before his own master that he stand or fails. He shall stand to be upheld, for the master, the Lord, is mighty to support him. Make him stand. In Romans chapter 8, verse 33, he said, who shall lay a charge to God's elect? Who shall lay a charge to God's elect? Is God that justifies? Give me the amplified. Who shall lay a charge? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? When this thing you are saying is real. You are seeing this person as a criminal. It is real. It is not fake. It's even when it is real. Who are you? He said, Is God who justified? Who puts in right relationship to him, relation to himself? Who shall come forward to impeach those whom God has chosen? Who shall come forward to impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God who acquit us? Who shall lay it out? Who shall come forward to impeach those? When the sister and the brother of Aaron, of Moses, came, which were Aaron and Miriam, they said, Moses, why are you angry? They said, we are angry at the Ethiopian woman you married. Both of them went and told themselves, is he the only one God is using? Miriam said, didn't God use me to save his life in Exodus chapter 2? I handed him over. Miriam said, Aaron said, was I not the one who spoke on his behalf in Egypt? I dropped my rod. Was he the only one that brought these people out? Did we contribute? When he asked them, what is wrong? Why did you marry that woman? Now, how does why did you marry that woman connect to are you the only one God is using? That was their private discussion. Are you the only one used of God? Public discussion is why did you marry?
People's mouth is different from their mind. How can you be accusing somebody for marriage, but deep down your anger is that is used by God? Sometimes when people are saying things, you have to be careful. Most people don't say what is in their mind. Listen to me. Write this down. Focus on what people are showing, not what they are saying. Focus on what people are showing. Somebody says he cares about you and he's showing hatred. Somebody says I will support you and he's showing lack of support. Focus on what people are saying, are showing, not what they are saying. It is what they are showing that reveals what they are thinking. What they are saying does not reveal what they are thinking. What they are showing is what reveals what they are thinking. What they are saying, what they are saying, what they are saying, focus on it, focus on it, focus on it. Number two, Aaron did not. These things we must know. Number one, every opportunity is a privilege. Number two, understand the power of influence. Aaron never knew he was called to be an influencer. Aaron could not influence the people. Influence is ability to change character by your character. Ability to change people's attitude by your attitude. Ability to change how they think by how you think. Ability, if you are not able to change people, to see things the way you see them, it means you have not influenced them. If you are not able to change people, to see things how you see them, to speak how you speak, to behave how you behave, on the platform of scriptures and the word of God, it means you have not been able to influence them. Aaron! The only time Moses was absent, the people said to Aaron, we want another God. Exodus 32. Aaron made a golden calf. There are people today who have no say of their own. Friends, control them. People, control them. What they watch, control them. What they hear, control them. Such lives will be cut short. You must get to the point where you have a say. If you cannot change people for Christ, leave them. If you can't change them, leave them. If you can't change them, leave them. If you can't change them, leave them. If you can't beat them, run from them. If you can't change them, leave them. When, listen to me, write this down. When bad people cross your path, it is your assignment to lead them right. When bad people cross your path, it is your duty to lead them right. When bad people cross your path, it is your duty to lead them right. When bad people cross your path, it's your duty. God brought those people, they crossed the path. And you might lead them well. Let them. Aaron could not even affect his own children, his own biological children. He never affected them. When people cross your path, don't be like them. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, he said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. He said, what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? And verse 15 says, what concord has Christ with Belial? What part has he that believe with an infidel? You must be different from them. The Bible says in Exodus 7 verse 11 that God made the difference between the Israelite and the Egyptian. Jude chapter 1 verse 22 says, making a difference. Making a difference. You don't end up like them. You don't end up the way they end up. You are able to change them. Aaron could not influence his own children. What impact? How
How are you leading your children aright? What impact are you making in the family? What has your elder ones, your younger brothers seen in you? And they saw an impact. Your sister saw an impact. How are you leading? In fact, let me surprise you. Aaron's last two sons, Eleazar and Ithamar. Eleazar was one of the most powerful high priests. In fact, in Exodus 34, I think verse 7, it was Joshua and Eleazar that were dividing the land for people. When they got to the promised land, it was the son of there the father could not enter. He did not just enter, he was dividing. Numbers 34, verse 7, I think. He was dividing the land. Dividing the land. Dividing the land. In Numbers 31, 31, the Bible tells us that God was speaking to Eleazar and speaking to Aaron, to Moses. God was speaking to Eleazar and God was speaking to Moses. Moses influenced them. Moses affected the life that the father could not affect. You have a neighbor, 2 years, same house, not in church. You have a friend, 5 years, 4 years, not in church. Affected them. Number one, understand that life is a privilege. Number two, understand the power of influence if you must finish well. Number three, avoid idols. God's anger. What did Aaron do that God was so angry? Aside speaking against Moses, Aaron was the man who initiated idol worship. God hates idol worship. Idol worship. God hates idols. In Leviticus 19, verse 4, the Bible says, turn ye not to idols. God hates idols. In 1 Chronicles 26, the Bible says, it says in 1 Chronicles 26, these people, their gods are idols. In Psalm 106, verse 38, the Bible says, idols are a snare. They are a trap. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 17, he said, Ephraim has joined himself to idols. Leave him alone. If he must join himself to idols, don't help him, don't support him, don't protect him. In 1 John 5 and verse 21, he said, little children, keep yourself from idols. The Bible says that they dropped their gold and made idols. You lose gold when you create alternative to God. You lose gold when you give alternative. Exodus 32, verse 23, it said they brought, verse 24, they brought down their idols and they used gold. They used gold in creating and crafting an idol. You lose gold. You lose what is precious to you. Anytime you create alternatives before God, alternatives outside God, you lose that which is precious to you. You lose gold. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 9. Turn ye from idols to serve. You lose gold. In verse 25. That scripture, the Bible says, and they were exposed. 25 of Exodus 32, and they were exposed. They were naked. Those who worship idols are naked. Those who worship idols. Now, when I say idols, some people are saying to themselves, no. I can't do it. I can't go bow my head before any graven image. No. I can't go put my head down before anything that takes your place. Anything that contends with your time for God is an idol. You are supposed to be in the house of God for something carries you somewhere. That thing has become an idol. Idol, anything that takes the place of your spiritual exercise. The time you are supposed to study, you are pressing your phone. Your phone has become your idol. The time to pray,
You are browsing. Some are not browsing. Say, I'm surfing the net. What are you surfing? I'm surfing the net. I'm surfing. You are surfing the net and suffering your spiritual life. I'm surfing the net. You are surfing the net looking for what is not looking for you. How can people carry their phone and they are just glancing through, just scrolling? What are you looking for exactly? No, you are just checking. What are you looking for? Time for spirituality. In Exodus, Ezekiel 14, verse 3 to 4, he said, these people set idols in their hearts. People can have idols in their hearts. Idols in their hearts. Take the place of God. That's taking the place of God. That's taking the place of God. The Bible says in verse 20 of Exodus 32, Moses granted the calf and gave them to drink it. When you worship idols, you are drinking poison. When you worship idols, you are drinking poison. When you worship idols, you are drinking poison. You are drinking poison. You are cutting your life short. When you worship idols, what is that idol in your life? What can you suck? People, women go to salon and can put their hair under the dryer for 2 hours. They can put their neck and they are making some things. Is it braids or what they call it? Tiny braids. They can make all that for 2 days, 3 days, for 10 minutes on their knees, they are yawning. 15 minutes of praying, they are tired. Your dryer has become an idol. Your braids has become the idol. Every time you just sat down for 5 minutes, you carry a brush, you are brushing. Why? My hair must not tangle. You are conscious of the tangling of the hair, but you cannot tangle on your knees. You cannot tangle and tarry in prayers. Young men who carry foam in their pocket. They walk for 5 minutes, they clean their shoe. They walk for 2 minutes, they dust their shoe. They walk a while, they clean their shoe. There is no tract in their pocket. No tract to preach in their pocket. They watch for a while, they clean their shoe. You'll be surprised that some young men carry a mirror, little mirror in their pocket, little glass. May it not pierce your nail. May it not scratch your lap. May your lap not bleed. You carry a mirror in your pocket. You walk for a while and you look at yourself and you smile. You are Kana. You are an idol worshiper. You are an idol worshiper. You are worshiping idol. I don't understand how a young man can have powder in a paper and he put it in his back pocket and he walk for a while, he will rub powder. Your name is not John. Your name should not be Manuel. They should call you Mary Magdalene. Brother Mary Magdalene, Brother Stella. They should call you Brother Maureen. You carry powder in your pocket and you walk idols. 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 Somebody come to the house of God, he wants to kneel down. He's looking for something to put on top so he can kneel in church. Why? Because he's wearing white. Not knowing the day of your burial. Who will wear you white? If your children love you too much, they'll put one select garment on you. Rub you, wrap you with wrap and drop you somewhere. And he wants to kneel down in church. He puts kneel down. Or he put the shoe. He kneel on the shoe. And he prays sanctimony. Idol! You are coming to church and you walk high heel and you miss a step. The heel got broken. You went back and sat at home. I don't go to church. Because heel is broken, service is cancelled. You know, there are a lot of people now who are watching online and services, churches are opening. Our church is going to be open in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We are going to be open. Instruction or no instruction, we open the church. Now, hear this. There are people who are now used. They are now used. Yes, instruction or no instruction. Government or no government. We have been there for 10 weeks. That's enough. We open the church. I'll tell you when next Sunday where we are opening. Now, watch this. People say, some people are watching online. Some are almost used to watching online. Some are not saying, when churches are open, say, I'm enjoying this man's message online. He can't take the place of the brethren. Luke chapter 4 verse 16 says, Jesus entered the synagogue as his custom was. Anyone who tells you, you don't need to gather in church, a church is in the heart, is a liar. It's not going after the order of Christ. Give me the Amplified in that scripture. Give me the Amplified in that scripture. Give me the Amplified on the Message Bible. He says, and he entered Nazareth where he had been brought up and entered the synagogue as was his custom on the Sabbath day. Give me the Message Bible. Give me the Message Bible. He came to Nazareth. He came to Nazareth where he has been reared. As he always did on the Sabbath day. He did what? He went to the meeting place. Jesus. So why would people lie to you that you don't need to go to a place for church? Why? Hebrews 11 verse 25. He said, forsaking not the assembly. Forsaking not the assembly. Verse 24. Forsaking not. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. Verse 24 and 25. Hebrews 10. Consider one another. Verse 25. Forsaking not the assembly of ourselves as the manner of some is. But exhorting one another so much more as they are approaching. Give me the Message. Give me the Message translation. Not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other. Especially as we see the big day. Bring Amplifier. I love the Message. Not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together. As is the habit. Habit of some people. Habit. Idols. There is nothing God hates. That is why I will stand and say, I am the Lord. That is my name. Beside me. I am the Lord. What is that thing that cannot make you sit down and roll when you come to the presence of God? People are dancing. You are being careful. Because if you shake too much, your makeup will clean. And you do not have your makeup kit in your bag. So you don't want to dance too much. So you are dancing psychedelically so that you don't get cleaned up. You are trying not to stain your clothes. When you come to God's house, there is no idol. There should be no idol. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, and with all thy soul. No idol! Lord told me this morning, he said, let the people pray against idols. Lord, deliver me from idols. Whatever is taking your place, that's your phone. Listen to me, that's your phone that wants to take you to hell. That phone that wants to destroy you, that iPad, that laptop that wants to destroy you, I burn the charger. If you will not be revived, that charger will blow. That thing that is taking your attention from God, that thing that is taking your time from God, I put virus in your phone. That your phone that is not making you serve God, that's not making you love God. 24 hours you are on your phone. You don't open your Bible to read. Even when you are on the phone, you are not watching messages. You are not listening to men of God. You are looking for what's not looking for you. Looking for the latest sight. What are they even saying here? Let me check what they are saying there. What did they even say there? Let me check what they are saying there. You are not watching message. You are not listening to preaching. You are not building up yourself. You are not downloading scriptures. Lord, deliver me from idol worship. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to cry out to God. I'm going to take the third prayer first. Before we take the other two prayers. Oh Lord, arise. Deliver me from idol worship. Anything that is contending with your place in my life, deliver me. Anything contending with your place in my life, deliver me. Deliver me from idol worship. My Father, my Father,
my Father, my Father,
as I begin to pray,
as I begin,
deliver
to pray,
me,
deliver me
from idol worship.
From idol
open
worship.
Your mouth and turn it to prayer.
Lord, deliver me.
I refuse to be a bad influence.
Je refuse d'avoir une mauvaise influence
to my generation.
Generation.
I refuse to
Je
be a bad influence,
une mauvaise influence
to my generation.
À ma génération.
I refuse to
Je
be a bad influence,
une mauvaise influence
to my generation.
Ma
my father, my father,
my father,
I can begin to pray. I refuse to be a bad influence.
I refuse to be a bad influence
to my generation. Ask for mercy, Lord.
Oh Dieu,
in any way,
partout,
I have abused opportunities.
J'ai abusé de l'opportunité.
Show me mercy,
aie pitié de moi,
and restore,
et restore me.
Anywhere I've abused opportunities, show me mercy,
aie pitié de moi,
and restore me.
Et restaure ma vie.
Anywhere I have
abused opportunities,
show me mercy,
aie pitié de moi.
Restore me. My father, my father.
My father, my father.
As I begin to pray.
As I begin to pray.
Anyway.
anywhere. I have abused opportunity.
I have abused opportunity.
Oh Lord, show me mercy.
Oh Lord, show me mercy.
Restore me.
Restore me.
Show me mercy.
Show me mercy.
Restore me.
Restore me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless you, oh Lord. If you are sick in your body, I'm going to pray for you. But before then, I want to ask God for mercy. Wherever you hear the sound of my voice, any way you have abused opportunity, may God show you mercy. May He restore you. May He open closed doors. May He show you mercy. May He restore you. Open closed doors. I pray He helps you. I pray He helps you. I pray He helps you. I declare you will not be a bad influence in your generation. In your generation. God deliver you from idols. Whatever is contending with your place, come off. Your passion for God. The Lord deliver you from it. You will fulfill your immediate goals. You will fulfill your life goals. You will fulfill your ultimate goals. I decree grace upon your life.
La grâce sur votre vie.
The strength of God be made perfect in your weakness.
La force de Dieu descend sur vos faiblesses.
You enter into rest.
Rentrez dans votre repos.
On all sides of life.
Dans tous les côtés de votre vie.
May God increase you.
Le Seigneur vous augmente.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
If you are sick in body, I like to place your right hand where you have a problem.
Mettez votre main gauche là où vous avez le problème.
You have somebody who has got a problem.
Vous avez quelqu'un qui est malade.
Place your right hand on that person.
Mettez votre main sur la personne.
Stretch your left hand.
Étendez votre main droite.
To the screen.
À l'écran.
Wherever you are watching from.
Partout où vous suivez.
Stretch your left hand too.
Étendez votre main à l'écran.
The TV.
À la télévision.
Your iPad.
Votre iPad,
laptop,
votre ordinateur, votre tablette,
your mobile phones,
votre téléphone,
whatever it is,
tout ce que vous utilisez,
stretch the other hand.
Étendez votre main.
Someone with a very strange, terrible migraine.
headache. It's been healed.
De migraine terrible.
Migraine headache. Been healed.
Migraine terrible.
Terrible migraine headache.
Les migraines terribles de la tête.
It's been healed.
Sont guéris.
Somebody has a heart palpitation.
Quelqu'un a la palpitation de cœur.
Lord is healing you.
Le Seigneur vous guérit maintenant.
Ovarian cyst is coming out of someone.
Ovarian cyst est sorti de quelqu'un.
Someone's blocked tube is being opened.
Quelqu'un qui a les tubes bloqués sont ouverts.
There's somebody you are watching me and you've been complaining about your weight.
Quelqu'un qui a été de se plaindre à cause de
that
son poids.
That you are overweight.
Que tu as beaucoup de poids.
You are wearing something.
Et tu portes quelque chose.
Right now.
Maintenant.
There is weight loss coming.
Que ton poids diminue maintenant.
You are going to check your clothes when I finish praying.
Quand je vais finir de prier,
you discover that the cloth has become so bigger than you. You
allez voir que votre habit
you
est plus
shrinking,
grand que vous.
You are shrinking inside.
Vous êtes en train de perdre de poids maintenant.
You have been complaining about your weight.
Vous êtes en train de vous plaindre de votre poids.
Let it drop now.
Et cela descend maintenant.
Let pounds drop.
Que cela réduit maintenant.
Drop.
Réduis tes kilos.
There's weight loss for you.
Vous êtes en train de réduire votre kilo maintenant.
Weight loss for you.
Vous êtes en train de réduire le kilo.
Weight loss.
Vous êtes en train de réduire le kilo.
I speak healing to your ears.
Je déclare la guérison dans votre oreille.
I don't know this person. Your teeth is just pulling. You don't know what's going on.
Vous savez pas ce qui s'est passé?
Just falling off.
Il y a des choses.
It's a strange disease.
Il y a des maladies.
But right now, be healed.
You
have someone with Parkinson's disease who's shaking, shaking, and shaking.
Il y a quelqu'un qui bouge ses pieds.
Parkinson's disease, shaking, shaking.
Il tremble.
Healed.
You are guéri.
Someone by the name Ephemena.
Quelqu'un s'appelle Ephemena.
You have a problem on your right or your left side.
Tu as des problèmes sur ton côté gauche.
Healed.
Tu as guéri.
I've seen someone by the name of Lucky.
Quelqu'un s'appelle Lucky.
You have growth.
Tu as une tumeur.
You have growth.
Tu as une tumeur.
By the side of your armpit, you have growth.
Au niveau de tes
disappear.
Disparaît.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Tes pieds.
Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Right now.
Maintenant.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
The hand of the Lord touch you.
La main de l'Éternel te touche.
The hand of the Lord touch you.
La main de l'Éternel te touche.
In the name.
Dans le nom.
Of Jesus.
De Jésus.
Miracles all over.
Les miracles se passent maintenant.
Jehovah Shammah, I see you everywhere. Precious Redeemer, your glory fill the earth. Everlasting Father, the one who rescued me, I put my confidence in Jehovah Shammah. Have a testimony. People have been healed all over the world. This one is the first one is from Pastor Kelechi Daniel from Umuahia. He said, for weeks now I've not been able to talk well or preach because of sore in my tongue. He said, as Papa was praying, I placed my hand on the screen and the sore suddenly dried up. The sore dried up. Dried up.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Shout Jesus! Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, the most excellency is Jesus.
Papa, another testimony. He said, my name is Gideon from Canada. So for 2 years I have movement in my head. As Papa was praying for the sick, I placed my hand on the screen. The moving object suddenly disappeared.
Jesus. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen.
Papa, this one is for Stephen David from Delta State. He said, I have skin infection all over my body. As Papa was praying, I placed my hand on TV. After Papa prayed, all the infection disappeared.
Skin infection gone. Shout Jesus! The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen, hallelujah.
The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen.
Papa, there's a testimony here. This one is from Abakeleke, Ebonyi State. He said, Papa, I am watching from Abakeleke in Ebonyi State. I've been having severe headache and also a heart surgery. Immediately you announced the case, I got well.
Jesus. Shout Jesus! The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen.
Another testimony from, he said, my name is Grace. I'm in Ontario, Canada.
Ontario.
He said, for over 1 month now, I've not been able to walk well, nor bend my knees due to kneecap pain. As Papa was praying, I touched the TV and I started doing what I could not do before.
Jesus.
I am healed.
Jesus. Shout Jesus! The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen, hallelujah.
The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen.
Tell me.
Papa, this is another testimony from a viewer. He said, I have sore throat and I'm being on drugs. But he said, all to no avail. After Papa prayed now, the pain is gone.
Shout Jesus!
Jesus!
Amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah! Amen,
amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah! Amen.
Amen, alleluia.
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 Here I said, good morning, Papa. I'm Pastor Chris from Uyo. I had skin, a growth under my thigh, and it was very painful. And you asked us to place our hands where we have the problem, and it begins to dry up right
Jesus,
now.
Jesus.
It has fallen
Jesus.
Off.
Ah! Jesus. Amen, alleluia.
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 Papa, another testimony.
Voyage.
That Papa was praying just now. He gave the prophetic word that some people, there will be loss of weight. He said, I could not jump because I was so fat and my body heavy. He said, while Papa was ministering, I keyed to the prophecy. After Papa prayed, what I'm wearing has become oversized.
Hey! Shout Jesus!
Amen,
alleluia!
Amen,
alleluia.
Amen, alleluia.
Amen, alleluia.
Amen, alleluia.
Amen, alleluia.
Amen, alleluia.
Amen, alleluia.
Papa, another testimony. Vivian Favor from USA.
Favor de l'Amérique.
He said last week as Papa was ministering, he measured that God is healing someone with growth in the throat. He said, I have growth in my throat. And as Papa was praying, I placed my hand there. After he prayed, the growth disappeared.
Shout Jesus!
The things that are impossible, the things that money cannot buy, they are the things that he has done for me. What my mother could not do, what my father could not do, he has done it again and again. What a marvelous God, what a marvelous God, he has done marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God, what a marvelous, he used to do. The things that are impossible, the things that money cannot buy, they are the things that he has done for me. What my mother could not do, my father could not do, he has done it again and again. What a marvelous God.
Just give me two more testimonies, then we pray.
Papa, while you are ministering, you gave a prophetic word that God was healing somebody of migraine. And this is a confirmation. He said, my name is Barry from Cameroon. He said, I have migraine. It was so terrible that I could not sleep in the night. But after Papa prayed, I am healed to the glory of God.
Shout Jesus!
Father, to you
all.
Yeah, the ones we don't even take, they are more than the ones. They are just dropping. Miracles everywhere. This one is from somewhere. This one is from somewhere from Bayelsa. He said he's been having a left side pain. Having a pain, severe pain, abdominal pain. That's the word. For about 6 months. But right now, after the prayer, the pain has disappeared.
Jesus. 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 Shout Jesus! Jesus is the Son of God. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hallelujah. He arose.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hallelujah. He arose.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hallelujah, he arose, the King of Kings arose. Hallelujah, he arose.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, he arose, the King of Kings arose. Hallelujah,
he arose. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, he arose.
Oh yeah.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, he arose.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, he arose, the King of Kings arose. Hallelujah, he arose. Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Hallelujah, he arose, the King of Kings arose.
Doha in Qatar. He said, on Tuesday, Papa measured my case by prophecy and was praying for the sick. He measured that someone is watching, he's suffering from respiratory problems. And as soon as he said, I felt somebody touch my head with ice block. After that,
that's the anointing.
I received my healing.
That's the anointing.
I am totally healed.
You are healed in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, you want to make peace with God. We'll take one more testimony, but let me just pray this prayer. You want to make peace with God. You want a new life with God. You say this after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today.
Je viens à toi ce jour.
Just as I am.
Comme je suis.
Have mercy on me.
Aie pitié de moi.
Write my name.
Écris mon nom.
In the book of life.
Dans le livre de vie.
I believe in my heart.
Je crois de mon cœur.
I confess with my mouth.
Je confesse de ma bouche.
That Jesus.
Que Jésus.
Is my Lord.
Est mon Seigneur.
And Savior.
Et mon Sauveur.
I'm born again.
Je suis né de nouveau.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
The Lord will keep you.
Le Seigneur te garde.
Strengthen you in Himself.
Le Seigneur te renforce.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is well with you. Please don't forget this announcement. This announcement. On Tuesday we have a Bible study. 4 p.m. It's very important that you get yourself tuned so you can grow in the Word of God. Friday night. 10:30 till morning. We're going to be having a fire and miracle. Please tell everyone. God's going to bless you. God will keep you. Next Sunday, I'm going to announce to us when the church will be open. So that those who are staying at home, who are tired of it, will be in church. God will bless you. Take a seed and put a seal on that which you have received, and the Lord give you. In Jesus' name. Lift your seed to heaven and begin to bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Father, we decree that this seed speak for us in multiple folds. In Jesus' name. There are account informations on the screen for a free will seed. There are account informations on the screen. Media. In Jesus' name. It's accepted. It's blessed. In Jesus' name. Hosanna.
Hey, Hosanna. Hosanna. Nana yewe kilemo. Epi yembo zemu kaperema. Eh
oh, Hosanna.
Eh Hosanna. Hosanna.
Amani nekile mo.
Ebi yemo zemu kerema. Eh oh.
Ebi yemo zemu kerema. Eh
oh.
Ebi yemo zemu kerema. Eh oh. Can I get your hands again for the Lord?
Hosanna, hey Hosanna, Hosanna, namale wekilebo, ebiye Musa Musa karema, ewo,
ebiye Musa Musa karema, ewo,
ebiye Musa Musa karema, ewo,
do ogenedo, kirido, kiriye. Do organeto,
Do organeto,
Abilu we melue. blessed, be lifted, be empowered, be protected, enjoy provision. You will finish well. In Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, matter when the matter is more. Greater glory, greater works. I'll see you on Tuesday, my brother.